Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson. How can we stem the tide of dairy operation bankruptcies and keep more dairy operators on their farms? Gary Crawford from the USDA has more.
And now, here is a musical masterpiece from a couple of guys who have achieved a higher level of ignorance when it comes to dairy.
Now here's a song about a cow so round, so firm, so trim. This cow wouldn't give no milk at all, so we got mad at him.
Oh, mad at him. Yeah, proving that there are people who have no business being in the dairy business. But sadly, though, seriously, there are some really great, smart, hard-working dairy operators who have lost their dairies, gone out of business, or are in danger of it. Last year, over 2,500 U.S. dairies did go out of business, cutting the number of dairies by 7%, and that's been happening for several years now. Part of the problem? Milk production growing faster in some cases than demand. What can be done to help the dairy industry? Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack says first, we need more exports of U.S. dairy products.
So that we can stabilize the price and make sure that farmers can stay in business.
But Vilsack told a House panel the other day,
I think it's also important that we create opportunities for those dairy farmers to have local and regional markets, the ability to negotiate their own price, if you will.
And so on that score,
we just announced over $300 million of support and help to local and regional food systems to try to create that alternative market.
Vilsack says there's also research going on by food and beverage companies.
And they're now looking for ways in which the ingredients within dairy can be segregated and utilized in a very high value whey. Whey protein, huge protein source. Can we convert more of that into more nutritious sports drinks and snacks and things of that nature that creates additional market opportunities?
And finally, the push for ways to combat climate change and reduce emissions could provide what Vilsack enthusiastically calls a
tremendous opportunity for dairy. If you are essentially paying dairy for reducing methane or capturing methane and converting it into electricity and fuel, that's a new product. If you are creating opportunities for that manure that's being produced in the dairy operation to become an ingredient instead of going to the landfill or being overapplied on land and causing some issues, if it can be an ingredient in a new material, a new chemical, a new fabric, a new fiber, a new fuel source, we need to be doing much more of that that creates another revenue stream for farmers.
All of this with one goal in mind:
keeping as many people on the farm as possible.
That's going to do it for today's edition of Inside Agriculture. Thank you for spending a few minutes of your day with us. We'll see you again tomorrow.